Al-Sali Muhammad Adam, who arrived in Juba 4 days ago after fleeing conflict in Sudan, says he feels heartbroken to celebrate Eid al-Adha far from home. Adam says he finds it hard to celebrate Eid in another country where he has no friends or relatives.
I am saddened that this is the first time in my life celebrating this feast in this difficult situation, but we still remain hopeful for a better solution to the conflict in our country. I wish a safe return to all those who are separated from their families and healing for those who are wounded.
Adam says he hopes the rival parties to the conflict in Sudan will restore peace and security to allow displaced Sudanese return home. Muhammad Issa, another Sudanese national who lives in Juba, says there is no mood of Eid al-Adha in Juba. He urges the Sudanese communities in Juba to pray for peace and security in Sudan during this festival marking Eid al-Adha.
We are wishing peace for our families and nothing more than that. And during this festivity, one has to be happy, even though inside us we are suffering. But with this celebration, one has to be happy and in good health.
Most of the Sudanese who spoke to VOA in Juba expressed nostalgia. Abdul Saleh is another Sudanese who has lived in Juba for 2 years. He says he worries about the future of Sudan.
This Eid al-Adha is good, but we are worried about relatives who are in the fighting areas in Sudan. We wish them safety and hope we will reunite one day.
This year and even the previous year, high prices and the instability of the citizens to buy sacrifices prevent many Muslims in Sudan and South Sudan to enjoy festivities that comes with Eid. Abdul Hamid Sadiq, who lives in Juba, says the Sudanese conflict has separated him from his family.
I wish my Sudanese community an opportunity to be able to communicate with their children and have access to food and water. We are suffering. For more than 2 months now, we have lost contact with some of our relatives due to a bad network and people have separated.
Muslims across the world celebrate Eid al-Adha annually. It marks the annual pilgrimage to Mecca and the commemoration of the sacrifice of Abraham. It is celebrated by sharing of food, sweets and meat. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.